Die opkoms van digitale bankprodukte en dienste beteken dat Suid-Afrikaners al minder van banktakke gebruik maak. Teen die agtergrond het Standard Bank van deesweek aangekondig dat hy 91 of sowat 15% van sy takke teen die middel van die jaar gaan sluit. Die aankondiging sal sowat 1200 werksgeleenthede raak. Op die lyn om te gesels oor die besluit is Standard Bank se hoof van persoonlike en sakebankdienste, Funeka Montjane. Good evening, Funeka.
Good evening.
Funeka, yesterday's announcement that the implementation of your new banking model will impact some 1,200 jobs comes shortly after your IT division was restructured in November, which also resulted in job losses. It also comes at a time of fierce competition in the banking space with a lot of digital entrants, but also during a time when the economy is weak and consumers are struggling. Is it not possible for Standard Bank to save costs somewhere else?
So thank you for that. You're absolutely right. All those factors are absolutely true. This has been a very, very long time coming decision. For the last few years, but particularly in the last 18 months, we have seen an acceleration of customers using digital transactions, i.e. app, web, and withdrawing cash on ATM or choosing to swipe. And therefore, we got to this point where we could no longer postpone the decision. It was time for us to face the fact that customers simply do not want to go to branches anymore. And so we ultimately had to make a difficult decision of closing down branches.
Did you consider other possibilities to cut costs?
Very good question. The first thing to say about this, that this was not a piece of work that was necessarily driven by the fact that we needed to cut costs. It is simply by the fact that the customers, we put forward all these infrastructure that customers are using, and we believe that's actually irresponsible. It is not a good use of customers' money. Remember, customers pay fees for that. And it's certainly not good use of shareholder money. We started the decision to close down branches and therefore to affect people was not the first place we started. We've had a very hard headcount freeze for the last 18 months by doing that to try and move people from one part of the bank to another. And so if you would have seen in our financial statements that we released last week, that gave us a headcount reduction of about 900 people. But in fact, in reality, there was a lot more work that needed to be done. The second piece of work that I want to talk about is, as part of our negotiations with our trade union, SASBO, the other proposal that was put on the table and will be pursued is that of going to the existing employees and actually asking anyone, particularly in the branch network, if you look at your life, do you want to be here? Are there other things that you can do? In that way, you actually allow people who want to go, and so that the actual other people, particularly younger people, can have a place in the bank.
Funeka, you mentioned the SASBO. In a statement released yesterday, Standard Bank said the exit package that you agreed to with SASBO exceeds the requirements of the Labour Act. What does the exit package entail exactly?
So two things. The first one is there's a legislative amount, a formula that calculates an X package. We've added a percentage on top of that. But it wasn't only that. The second big thing for us was to make sure that we put aside an amount of money to make sure that the people, our colleagues who are leaving Standard Bank, are still employable elsewhere. So that means a package of technical skill retraining, but those people who want to start a small business support as well. And lastly, to make sure that we give our colleagues emotional support during this time.
Funeka, just to conclude, some of the new banking entrants don't have any branches. After June, you will still have about 540 branches mm-hmm. or so, which is obviously mm-hmm. a big cost for Standard Bank. Given the current focus on costs in the broader banking industry, should we expect more branch closures and maybe job shedding in the coming months or years?
If this work, if anybody who has branches reduces branches to reduce costs, that would be a mistake. I think the key determining factor has to be what services do customers require. In our experience, we believe we will still have branches for two reasons: to support our business clients, particularly those with significant cash requirements. And secondly, we know that even in the day of technology, sometimes you just want to talk to a person.
Thanks, Funeka. Dit was die hoof van persoonlike en sakebankdienste by Standard Bank, Funeka Montjane. Op die lyn om te gesels oor afleggings in die banksektor is assistent hoofsekretaris by die bankvakbond SASBO, Eugene Eberson. Goeienaand, Eugene.
Goeienaand, Inge.
Eugene, die veranderinge by Standard Bank raak sowat 1200 poste. Hoeveel van die mense wat geraak word, verwag julle sal in ander dele van die bank 'n werk kan kry?
Ek dink die kans vir hierdie mense om suksesvol aansoek te doen vir werk in die res van die bank is baie skraal. Want die groter hoeveelheid van hierdie mense, omtrent 850 van hulle, is direk geaffekteer as gevolg van die sluiting van die 91 takke. So hulle is onmiddellik surplus vir die behoeftes van die bank. Maar wat ons gedoen het, ons was suksesvol om die bank te ooreed om vrywillige afleggingspakkette beskikbaar te stel vir 'n wye groep van mense wat glad nie geaffekteer is nie. En ons in die volgende 6 weke so, hoeveel van daai mense aansoek doen vir hierdie vergrote afleggingspakkette, as ek dit so kan noem. En dan sal ons sien of daar dan vakante poste is waarvoor hierdie 850 mense wat nie die bank se diens wil verlaat nie, wat hulle miskien dan kan aansoek doen vir daai poste. Wat ons so gedink het is, as daar iemand is van 25 jaar en ek kry afleggingspakket en die ooreenkomst wat ons het met die bank in terme van die formulier wat ons gebruik, is dit kan vir iemand wat 25 jaar in die bank werk, redelike paar rand in die sak bring. Maar iemand wat 3-4 jaar in die bank werk, gaan nie soveel geld kry nie en hulle sal nie aansoek doen vir vrywillige afleggingspakkette nie. En as daai mense, die ouer mense, met meer jare diens dan, geleentheid kan skep vir 'n ander personeel het, dan is dit 'n beter keuse as vir daar geforseerde afleggings is. Vrywillige afleggingspakkette is natuurlik eerste keuse vir ons, as daar nie 'n manier is om die afleggings heeltemal te kanselleer nie.
Eugene, media berigte wil dit laat lyk of werkverliese in die banksektor heelwat wyer is as bloot by Standard Bank. Is dit die geval?
Daar is herstruktuurering wat tans plaasvind by Absa. Ongelukkig kan ek nie die fynere detail daarvan met jou bespreek nie. Ek is verantwoordelik vir die Standard Bank portefeulje. Maar ek weet daar was 2 of 3 jaar gelede was daar afleggings in Eerste Nasionale Bank. Die gelukkige uitkoms daarvan was ook beperkte geforceerde afleggings en die meerderheid van die personeel het ons ook gedoen vir vrywillige afleggingspakkette. Daai selfseleksie wat plaasvind is vir ons meer voordelig as om iemand hulle werk te laat verloor wat dit nie regtig kan bekostig nie.
Eugene, digitale sakemodelle word al meer algemeen. Kunsmatige intelligensie verbeter internasionaal en elke nou en dan is daar waarskuwings dat robotte in die toekoms al meer mense se werk sal doen. Teen die agtergrond, wat dink jy kan gedoen word om werkgeleenthede in die bankwese in Suid-Afrika te beskerm?
Ek weet nie wat ons kan doen om poste te beskerm in enige sektor nie. Dit is nie net die banksektor nie, dit is ook nie net Suid-Afrika, maar wêreldwyd is dit iets wat gebeur. Jy kan dink toe die eerste keer toe hulle 'n engine ontwikkel het, of die eerste keer wat elektrisiteit vrylik beskikbaar was. Hierdie is 'n verskriklike groot verandering wat plaasvind. Ek dink mense wat werk doen wat dit self net repeteer, wat net herhaling is van dieselfde funksie, daai mense gaan se werk gaan in gedrang kom. Maar om op sosiale media jouself te bemark, om iemand anders te bemark, om te kommunikeer, om probleemoplossing te kan doen, om te onderhandel, om kreatief te wees. Daai soort van funksies is nie iets wat 'n rekenaar of artificial intelligence, excuse vir Engels, wat dit kan oorneem nie. Maar so in die bankwese is 'n bietjie meer beskermd as wat dit gaan wees in 'n gewone fabriek waar iemand dieselfde funksie oordoen. Maar net soos toe die eerste motors op die pad verskyn het, is daar nuwe poste wat ontwikkel het, nuwe poste wat geskep is. So daar gaan nuwe poste geskep word, maar niemand kan regtig vir ons sê wat se poste gaan geskep word en nuwe poste wat gaan ontstaan in die banksektor nie.
Baie dankie Eugene, dit was assistent hoofsekretaris by die bank vakbond SASBO, Eugene Eberson.